Good morning. My name is Claudia Cruy, and some of you know me from previous times that I have spoken. I'm here to talk about my experiences with my friends in the LGBTQ community, but before I start, third time's the charm, I am bisexual, so I am open to male and female relationships, romantically, and my mom just found out in the morning service because of this, so, as some of you know, before I went to Middletown High School, I went to Catoctin High School. And keep in mind, as I'm telling you all of this, I'm not talking about everybody at Catoctin, just a good amount of ignorant ones. Most of my friends came out in sixth grade, some in seventh grade, but mostly sixth. At first, it was no big deal. We were all 10 or 11 years old, so we were all finding ourselves and what we liked and what we didn't. So the last year of middle school, some of my friends moved. Some of them transitioned from female to male, male to female. This was the year I was asked if I was a dyke, like all my other friends. And I replied with no and thought nothing of it until the next couple days I was called a dyke, lesbian, and other words I don't think are too appropriate to say right now. But one day before school started, this boy threw gum in my hair saying that I was disgusting and how could I not like guys. I was known as, I identified myself as straight at the time. I did not realize that I was attracted to females and males, so I was definitely confused. But at this time, I was more emotional and a little out of control. So after school, I punched him. And then I was known as the girl with anger issues. Fast forward to my freshman year, and I started making new friends, older friends, like juniors and seniors, because they made me feel safer. And I slowly began to ditch my old friends, the ones who were bold enough to make a statement. Now, at this point, you're probably wondering, where is this story going? The more I look back on my choices, the more I realize I ditched my friends because I was scared. I was scared of being called a lesbian or a dyke or any awful names those kids could think of and losing my self-control, letting them win. I'm guilty of this, and high school has changed us. We cannot deny that high school has not changed us in some way. And I'm ashamed of the way that it changed me because I was still there for them, but I didn't go up to them and talk to them in school. Now, whenever they were bullied, I would step in, but I still didn't do what I should have done. I should have stayed by them. Now, by this time, most of my old friends have moved to new schools, ones where they're more accepting of the LGBTQ community, while I moved to Middletown High School, where I made friends from all friend groups that I could. But society has impacted us, the people, and you may not realize it till later, you may know now, but the people you're around can change you, and it's not always a good change. So I'm telling you now, never do what I did to my friends. Never turn away because you're scared, because your beliefs and your opinions are yours to keep, and everybody should fight for what's right. Thank you.
Thank you.